It will run from, begins this Friday with the opening recession at six, reception at 6 o'clock, and then it'll run through February the 6th.
Wow, that's going to be nice. Now, what kind of medium are we looking at here?
Well, Tom had quite the imagination.
What in?
His medium is called steampunk art, and he will tell you it's dumpster diving junk art. And so,
well, that sounds like fun.
It was. He had quite the imagination, and so of course, steampunk art. Actually, if you've ever seen the movie Wild Wild West, where you see different inventions that are made from other things, but they do something new. Well, that's kind of steampunk art, and it really is kind of a Victorian age. So it shows a lot of antiques in what we do, what is done now. And it's just really fun. So that's what Tom would do. He would take something that was someone's junk that literally ended up in a dumpster or people would give him, and then he would turn it into something functional.
You know, I could almost envision the process. Oh, look at that, look at that. And then maybe hear an occasional chuckle or chortle in the background, and then next thing you know, look what this is.
That's absolutely. I mean, you would see typewriter keys on top of a fish head, and I mean, all kinds of things like that, a grasshopper pulling a wagon. And so each piece of his art was it was either a lamp, sometimes it was a combination, a light, or would have music, or would sing a song. It would do a lot of different things, and so he just truly enjoyed that. And he had pretty much retired. He was working part time at Phillips 66 in the gym there, running recreation. But he would be out in that shop and start early in the morning and work until late night.
Billy Roan is with us, and Billy, you brought friends.
I did.
Who'd you bring?
I brought DeShane Eskins with me.
How are you doing today?
She's the curator.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for having us. And we're excited for Tom's show. His work is just so unique and playful, and just it's a little surreal too, because there's so many different characters that he's created from, you know, all of these found objects. So we're really excited to be able to honor him in this show.
Surreal and fun and imaginative.
Absolutely.
All at the same. You know, it never ceases to amaze me what goes on at the Price Tower, because there's always something new and unique, and this is just one of them.
Absolutely. Yeah, we try to do things differently every single year, try to change it up and bring in different audiences from all over, and so I think we're just going to continue on that path as well. So Tom's show, we're excited, is going to kick off this year's exhibitions.
Wow.
So
where can we see the exhibit inside?
So it will be on the main level in the first floor gallery, and it's running from January 14 to February 6th.
Right through my birthday. Yep. It's gonna be cool. Be a birthday present for me to go see
there
the exhibit.
Yes, that would be great.
Now, you know, you said this has been kind of like a lifetime of putting this together. Is this something he just stumbled upon once upon a time?
Well, when I first met Tom, that 44 years ago, he was already doing art, but not this medium. He actually did a lot of acrylics and oils and some watercolor. As a matter of fact, the very first gift I bought for him for Christmas was an easel and a box of paints, and I saved up a long time to purchase that. We didn't have much money when we first got married. But he is kind of a, you know, when you have a family, you start raising children, you kind of leave all those things behind, because now you have new hobbies that are dependent on your kiddos. So he hadn't really done anything for quite a while. And when we ended up in Bartlesville, Tom joined the Bartlesville Art Association. He began working on the board there, and then had the great opportunity to help set up shows at the Price Tower. So it's been a lifelong thing for him. From what I understand, talking to some of his classmates, he actually was working on art when he was in high school and then continued in college and doing sets and things for theatrical productions. And so he actually painted a huge mural on a retaining wall in the backyard of my house, right behind my house. And so he really had an opportunity after retiring, pretty much retiring, to really get intentional. And how I began that was, he had gone to Kansas to work for a year to finish out his municipal tenure, and he bought a little house, which was less expensive than renting, and in the basement were antique crutches, like a lot of them. And so he decided to start making crutch fish, which is kind of interesting. And you'll be able to see some
see
samples.
The crutch fish there.
And you'll be able to see how those developed from when he first started creating those in 2017 to 2020, because it's pretty amazing. But absolutely, and that's what they were called. That's how I began with crutch fish. And, of course, it progressed. And then he began doing all kinds of amazing things. And we're so fortunate to have what I think is one of his very best pieces that was sent up from Houston, which is... it is a diving helmet, so wait till you see that.
Well, okay, we'll have to wait to see the steampunk version of the diving
That's
helmet.
That's right. And it has a little story that goes along with it you'll be able to see, but it quite evolved in the steampunk area.
Now, how do we go about making arrangements to see this exhibit, Jane?
You just come to Price Tower, and there is no admission cost. It's free to the public. And hours are from 10 a.m. till about 11, mm-hmm. Sometimes, 10 a.m. to 11 p.m., mm-hmm. Not a.m., so it's so it's longer than just an hour. Yeah.
We're past the haunted hotel thing that we did in Halloween where some of that stuff went to the a.m.
Yes, yeah, which we do plan on doing it again. But, yeah, it's free admission, and you can just go and enjoy Tom's work.
And when you've taken that all in, you can also... take in the Price Tower, because that has,
absolutely.
You know, that's Frank Lloyd Wright's only skyscraper, and we got
absolutely.
It. See you, New York! And all kinds of goodies. I understand we've got plenty of socks at the gift shop. Those go fast.
They really do.
I don't know why.
Yeah, you can definitely explore the rest of Price Tower while you're there, seeing Artisan at Large is, mm-hmm. is the title of the show. And you can definitely take a tour. You can eat in the plaza, which is also right there next to the main gallery. Mm-hmm. So you can have lunch, go see Tom's work, and then maybe take a tour.
Well, wow, that is great. That is really super. Yeah. Are any of the pieces, Billy, going to be up for sale, or is this a viewing collection only?
No, this is a viewing collection only. There, I just had a few pieces left, and Tom had actually inventoried off of his Facebook page.
Oh, really?
wow. Yes, because he would take a shot of them and list them on the Facebook page, mm-hmm. and he had done 123 pieces, and I believe that I have 5 pieces left. And
wow.
So these are all pieces that are on loan. We don't have anything for sale mm-hmm. any longer. The last sale that he did, surprisingly, was at Sunfest, and he did amazingly well. He actually had a booth. That's the first time he'd ever done that, and so he did very well there. But he actually sold pieces not just here in Bartlesville, but in several different places in Oklahoma and in Kansas as well. And he even had some pieces at Grand Lake that someone had put in a shop for him there. So he had quite a large area to market his art in. And
worked out
was
very,
very
well.
It successful for him, yes.
Very good, very good. Once again, the show is going to be the dates?
January 14th through February 6th.
At the fabulous mm-hmm. Price Tower. Now at the Price Tower, we're artsy there. It's all arts oriented because what's right next door to you?
Yeah.
What, yeah.
The Bartlesville Art Association.
Why not?
And you know? The Bartlesville Community Center.
Yeah,
so,
there you go.
I mean,
it's
we
there.
Are kind of our own little
and you
mini
got the
corner.
Yeah,
the whole corner is arts, man.
That's yeah. Right. We are surrounded by the arts.
And fun, I guarantee you.
And fun. Now, Billy, you were telling me that you take newcomers, family and friends and folks who've not been to Bartlesville, maybe some who've been here for a while, you love to take them down to that end of town just because to see the look on their face because they didn't realize we had all this.
That's right, and I love to take them by the stadium. I mean, we take them all over Bartlesville. That was one of the things that Tom and I loved to do when mm-hmm. we had company in, and I plan on doing that this Friday with company that's coming in for the opening reception, which also is open to the public and is no charge on Friday evening beginning at 6.
Oh, sweet. That is great. Mm-hmm. That is great. Billy was telling me that, you know, you start off the evening by mm-hmm. going to Price Tower, taking a look around, taking a walk around, and next thing you know, you're off to the show at the community center, and then you're topping it off, and it's like, wow, you got this in a town this big?
Yeah.
And it's like, yep, we do. And then next thing you know, we've got residents. We got a lot of people moving in. Have you noticed that?
Yeah. Do you know, I just got an email this morning on my council email mm-hmm. from someone who's maybe from California to Bartlesville.
Wow.
Asking questions, telling me they were going to be in Ward 4 and So they're already paying attention, which I thought was very exciting. A husband and wife and their family are moving here. They put, quote, escape, unquote. That was in there from California. So
I like what our mayor says. He just says it's not political or nothing. He just says whatever it is that made you move from where you were, just don't bring it with you. We don't care. Just
well,
bring
you
yourself.
Know, and interestingly, the very first thing they say is the reason why we're moving there is because Bartlesville is the place it is. And
it's
has
true.
The culture that it has and the atmosphere. So that's very exciting for Oklahoma. That's quite a testament to Oklahoma and especially to Bartlesville. Such a unique area.
DeShane, nearly 3 years ago, I moved to town. Mm-hmm. And I never heard of Bartlesville. And I know that there are people yep. who are listening to the radio and I'm shocked. I never had. I'm thinking, well, okay, well, it's kind of close to Kansas, kind of close to Tulsa. It looks pretty neat. I started looking at the Google, images of Bartlesville. First thing I saw, Price Tower, and I said, well, hot dog, look at this. Yep. This looks like this could be fun. And believe it or not, that really played into us coming here. Of course, the job was fantastic, and the people yeah. were even more fantastic, but seeing that, it just said, hey, that's pretty cool. So, you've got that, hey, that's pretty cool thing going on down there.
It's amazing how many people we get through our hotel that it was just a random search, mm-hmm. and or they happen to be Frank Lloyd Wright fans, and they realize it's the only Frank Lloyd Wright structure that you can actually stay in. But it's amazing how many people have never really heard of Bartlesville, this tiny little town, and we have this wonderful skyscraper.
Next thing you know, they got movie stars living there
right.
a while anyway.
Thank you, Maria.
Thank you, Maria. You know, our friend Maria Gus, because she's right down there on mm-hmm. the corner with y'all.
Yes, she is.
She's our neighbor.
She's the first one to tell you that it all starts with a visit. And we want you to visit Bartlesville. We want you to visit the Price Tower. And Billy, we want everybody to see Tom's work there.
Yes, we do. We're going to have a great time Friday evening. This is not a sad affair by any means.
No,
this is going
it's a
to
celebration.
Be a celebration, and we're going to have a wonderful time. We are going to have a wonderful time.
And when does that kick off?
6:00 Friday evening.
There mm-hmm. you go. I can make that for bedtime.
Yeah.
I turn into a mushroom around 8. So, that's how it is.
Well, it's going to be a lot of fun.
It is going to be a lot of fun. And there's going to be a lot of friends. There's going to be a lot of family. A lot of folks you mm-hmm. don't know, but you wind up being friends. That's one thing I've noticed about Bartlesville, too. You don't stay a stranger very long.
That's mm-hmm. true. We start looking for you if we find out you're new so that we can take you around town.
My mom, get this. She likes the building, by the way. She really wonderful. Loves it. Yeah. And she's from Northwest Indiana. And she says, Bartlesville is one of those communities I think everybody's on happy pills. I said, well, what do you mean? She says, I don't see a snarl. I don't see a growl. She says, everybody just seems to be getting along pretty well here. And, I can tell you, I used to live up north. I don't think they have any happy pills up there.
So well, we just have a great little city here.
We
wonderful
do.
Wonderful people live here and are willing to be generous with their time and their dollars. Investing in our community makes all the difference in the world.
Indeed. And again, we want everybody to stop by Price Tower for the big event that kicks off Friday. And of course, if you want to take a tour, do we need to arrange that in advance so that Price can Connor can
be prepared? You can definitely visit pricetower.org. Mm-hmm. And you can book your tour right there online and schedule a time, and he would be happy to take you around.
And I'm telling you, Price has got too much energy.
He really does.
I'd like to know what kind of vitamins he takes because I need them.
That's right.
Okay, we'll see everybody Friday night. Goes through February 6th. Mm-hmm. It's the Tom Roan Collection, and it's at the Price Tower right here in Bartlesville. Ladies, I want to thank you very much for being here with us today.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you so much, Tom.
Stay tuned. We've got news coming up in just a moment here on K1, the one you trust. It's just ahead of 10 o'clock.
Are you getting married? Get the gift of life insurance. Call Phoenix Insurance, 918-336-50.